Okay, Josh, very good. And did you answer? I might have missed it. Did you answer your favorite method of communication that Mike wants to try to get going here on the net?
Oh, no, sorry, I missed that. I just turned on the radio and I was listening to you and Hayden. So, sorry, Mike, I just literally got on the radio. Favorite mode of, I mean, really right now all I do is a single sideband. Still trying to learn a little CW. I kind of got busy with that last winter. Picking that back up here. I actually just got a little CW. It's called a HandCube Mini. It's a little practice thing. You can hook up to your gear and it does it all for, it does set stuff to you. So, but yeah, basically right now it's just single sideband and some digital modes on VHF, UHF, but that's it right now, and then the repeaters.
Okay, Josh, very good, and thanks for volunteering. Well, that's coming next weekend. So anybody listening, if you want to volunteer at the HamFest Friday, Saturday, either day, one day, couple hours a day, you know, each day, whatever you want to do, if you would please email me with the times that you are available. We'll be there Friday from 12 o'clock to, I don't know, maybe even in the evening, you know, 8, 9 o'clock if we have to, if people are there setting up. Of course, we'll have a cutoff time eventually, and then we'll be there Saturday at 5:30 in the morning. So, till cleanup. So the HamFest ends at 1, so however long it takes us to clean up, that's how long we'll be there. So if you would email me at Kurt, that's C-U-R-T, at AC9HO, and give me the times that you will be available, please. Josh, thank you for checking in. Look forward to seeing you next week. We'll all chat next Wednesday before the HamFest and iron out anything we need to. Feel free to reach out to me if you need anything or got any questions. But thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week. We got two more there, Mike, KC9TWX and KA9PGC. So we'll continue on with the ham.live. This is AC9HO, second net control, maybe. Mike's the first net control. KC9TWX, Travis, do you have anything for the net?
KC9TWX. I don't have much going on. I did get my Metastatic devices working again. It took me a couple of weeks to get the settings correct so the darn things don't go into deep sleep and then they don't wake up. So that was a minute to get that going. And I have to say there is quite a large group in the city of La Porte. They are trying to do all of Northwest Indiana, hook it up with Metastatic and get a Metastatic node going. If it's something you're interested in, definitely YouTube Metastatic. Look into it. You can email me at kc9twx at yahoo.com or at hotmail.com, either one. And we can get you, you know, if you're interested, we can maybe pique your interest a little more. A small little $30 device, and you can text over Bluetooth, and then it goes over 900 megahertz. It's a pretty interesting concept. Other than that, the only other thing I got is I don't know why it rained dirt last night, but I've never seen that before. It was rather weird. But anyways, we'll give it back to Net Control. This has been KC9TWX.
Okay, Travis, I should have asked this before I let it go to you, but what is your favorite method of communication with ham radio?